Hey everyone, how are you today? I hope it's all been fine. Yet another evening of isolation, and I hope that you've been having the best possible time that any person can really have these days. Thank you for listening. I am Rapsik, and this is the 21st of April 2020, Ravsdom. As usual, we are opening up with this amazing tune. The car selection screen from Daytona USA 2. But we are not here to talk about Daytona. Today, as you are aware, if you've been following Radio Sega's social media today, this episode didn't exactly come to fruition for the best reasons. In exactly 1 month, on the 21st of May, Sega Heroes is going offline as the game's creating studio, and man, I really hope I'm pronouncing this right, Demiurge. If I am pronouncing it incorrectly, please anyone let me know and I'll make sure to correct it. Has split with Sega, and I believe I speak on behalf of each and every single player when I say thank you for the great time. The match-free gameplay, inspired by the studio's hit creation Marvel Puzzle Quest, worked like a treat when used with a Sega theme, showcasing very catchy art. I do believe that Sega Heroes art should be preserved, like characters were drawn brilliantly. It also featured catchy music choices and an actually catchy plot that justified gathering all those iconic Sega characters in one game and with a tune that was aimed at all generations of players. And, you know, this is Radio Sega. So, with the exception of a few shows, like for example the Sega Lounge, we are not really like any other podcasters that you see in the internet, right? We mostly focus on music. And as a very small homage today, I threw away a Ravsdom staple, which is the Virtua Fighter 2 talkbed, whenever I talk and I take breaks for that. And I'm going to use this track today. Yep, this is clearly the main menu track from Sonic Mega Collection, which originally came in the GameCube. That was used, and still is, I mean, it's still being used as the main menu, main track really from Sega Heroes. This is going to be playing on this show whenever I take a talk break. And as I was saying, this is going to be about the music, right? So there will be various stages. I'm going to start by playing the tracks that were in the game, that were in Sega Heroes, and offer some explanations about them. And not exactly explanations, but pretty much where they come from and what other tracks there are on that, of that kind, and what's the original track. And then we are going to move on to some personal choices regarding music that could have been in the game if it was to continue. We are going to start with a song that is from Super Monkey Ball, Step and Roll. Originally, of course, because it was then in Sega Heroes. This track is known in game as Monkey Island, which plays in Sega Heroes as Tropical Beach stage. Actually, this track from, as I mentioned before, Super Monkey Ball Step and Roll, the Nintendo Wii game, was originally a song called Just Beyond the Rainbow with vocals. And it was created by Girls Make the World Go Round. This is featured amongst many others from the same game on an album called Girls Make the World Go Round Sega Vocal Tracks, and tracks spelled like T-R-A-X-X. Let's listen to the vocal version. Information that we just got from Nicolas Haman on Discord. This track, the vocal version, plays on the game's credits. Doesn't this fit absolutely a beach stage?
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
So yeah, as got mentioned in this card, there was a Jet Set Radio track in there, and that was this one, the one that we are playing right now. It is a version without vocals that loops for Everybody Jump Around. This plays in the City track, and of course, if you are a Sega fan, then you know almost for sure what the original version sounds like. If you don't, or if you just feel like listening to that awesome track again, here comes a reminder.
Listen to the music and identify the beats.
But that was too soft.
RadioSega.net is not just music. Check out our original features, our message boards, and don't forget our media section with the best podcasts from around the Sega community. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music and bringing you the best content 24/7.
the one song from Sonic, and this is the Sonic Generations version of Richard Jakes's original track for Sonic 3D Blast on the Saturn. This is on the Plains stage on Sega Heroes, and on Sonic Generations it's the Mission 5 track. Right afterwards we are going to have the original voiced version from Sonic 3D on the Saturn.
Control Radio Sega. Register as a member. Click the playlist and request button and request your favorite tracks. They'll be on the stream shortly. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
And this plays in the scary stage on Sega Heroes. It's also from Monkey Ball. Super Monkey Ball 3D in this case. And the beat you are listening to is a looped version from one part of the track. As far as Radio Sega goes, this is called World 4, but this is from the Banana Nightmare stage in the game. So, do you feel like listening to the complete track to know what it is like? Thank you. that is it for the tracks that were in the game, or at least the main ones. There are two extra ones that I will just quickly go through. The first one is going to be this. A great track. I mean, as far as I know, this is original for Sega Heroes. If anyone knows different, knows differently, please tell me. Because I'd love to know where this song is originally from. This is, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Dramagen's theme, which plays in the stages where you either fight the final boss of the game, the one behind all the chaos, dimensional chaos, and also in this goodbye event that is happening right now, it also plays in all the stages. It's a great track. This track was removed at some point from the game. It was only there for the first few months, and it used to be in the field stage. This song, its instrumental version was used in Sega Heroes. It is an original from Alexandre Brovelli, and it's called Follow Me. Quickly go through it until the next talkpad. And now we move into the what ifs. we move to the stage where I am going to play music that I believe would fit awesomely in the game. These are obviously just my own personal favorites, in a way that they would be good additions, you know. At some point I hoped and expected Sega Heroes to go on and get more stages and more music and more characters, and there are three tracks in particular that came to my mind all through these last months that I really, really believed would be amazing additions. Only one of them is the original version. The other two are essentially different remixes. The first one that I'm going to play is actually one that is taken straight from a Sega Saturn CD's Red Book audio. So it is going to be quite short, it's not going to be soundtrack's quality. So I'm going to play it twice, because each go is like 1 minute. It is going to be Ride the Tiger from Virtual Fighter 2, but it is not really the version you're used to. Akira's theme in all its glory on the Virtual Fighter Kids version. Now, this is one that certainly wouldn't be in the game, or at least this version wouldn't, because I believe it is Namco Bandai's thing. This is from Project X Zone, and it's the Valkyria theme that plays whenever we are using the Valkyria Chronicles 3 characters. I am not sure why, but I feel this tone would actually fit like a tough battle very well on the game, on Sega Heroes.
The best Sega music 24/7.
Now, this is a very long track. I'm not going to let it go. It's 5 minutes and a half of the same loop. This would also be an interesting track to make a match-free battle to. This is from a game that was added at some point during Sega Heroes' development. This was added when... And shortly after, we had the new Apple game for Choo Choo Rocket. We had a new team for Choo Choo Rocket characters. But let me see, they were added. They were added between September and November of 2019 to tie in with Choo Choo Rocket Universe's release. And this track is the one that plays in the original Choo Choo Rocket game when we are playing on the puzzle mode, on single player mode. Yeah, just before those two tracks that we played were from franchises that made their way to Sega Heroes in what turned out to be late in the game's cycle. Virtual Fighter characters, for example. Virtual Fighter characters were the second to last to be introduced. After them there was only Yakuza, or Ryuga Gotoku, as it's called in Japan. And there were also Valkyria Chronicles that were added. Actually, they were being added to the game 1 year ago at this point, in last April. So Valkyria Chronicles characters were from the original game. Main characters, Valken Gunter, Alicia Melshot, and sidekick Largo Potter and the mysterious Selvaria, who starts as a villain. While Virtua Fighter used four of the original characters that have been around for the entire franchise. So Akira, the flagship character, who's been in lots of other places. He was on Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed alongside Jackie. He was also on Dead or Alive 5 last round. He was on the Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax. And I believe that there is also... I'm not big on Super Smash Bros, but I'm sure that himself and Jackie are in there in some capacity, even though it's not a fully playable character. Anyways, there were also Sarah, Pai and Kage, who are also on multiple other instances. Like Pai and Sarah are, for example, on Dead or Alive 5 last round as well. When the game launched, it contained mostly very nostalgic franchises, like Sonic, of course, and also Streets of Rage, Golden Axe, Shinobi, Super Monkey Ball, which came a bit later, but it's still definitely a classic. Same with Jet Set Radio. And also Phantasy Star, another oldie. The first characters to be introduced in the game were from Crazy Taxi. I mean, when I say that they were the first to be introduced in the game, I mean post-launch. Then we had House of the Dead, Valkyria Chronicles, Shenmue, Altered Beast, Choo Choo Rocket, Virtua Fighter and Yakuza. I do remember that when Altered Beast characters were introduced, it was due to new merchandise being, or at least tied into new merchandise being sold in Sega Shop. And we will never find out what other series were going to make their debuts later. But we can take a guess. And one guess that I'm pretty sure most people will have is Sakura Wars. Sakura Wars was a very big candidate for the next series to be in the game after Yakuza. Because of the incoming release of the new game in the West. One that has been making lots of waves in social media and all, and that people are really excited to have it in the West, fully localized to English, and I'm going to assume other languages as well, such as Fix. But yeah, there is one track from an old Sakura Wars game that I chose as a very good candidate to have in the game, and it's a track that is on Sakura Wars 3, or as it is called in Japan, Sakura Taisen 3. Paris wa Muete Iruka. It's going to be called Under the Imperial Flag. I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. So yeah, this last track that just played is kind of, I'd say, wishful thinking. not because it's not owned by Sega, but mostly it's because it's from a franchise that has been dormant for almost 20 years now. That song was from the original Fighting Vipers Tokyo stage. It would be awesome to have a franchise like Fighting Vipers just show up out of nowhere on Sega Heroes, take it by storm, and have like 98% of the player base go like, what? What's that? Who are these guys? Yeah, things that will never happen, and would probably never happen anyway, to be fair. And now, after this fun interlude, we are going to go... I am interrupting myself to mention that the Fighting Vipers track was called Look to the Skies, in case you want to look it up, composed by the genius David Leitze. The next track that I'm going to play is actually a legit choice this time, because it is also from a series that was likely to have a team of characters introduced to the game in the near future. I'm talking about a series that already had a team in it. A team comprised of characters from the first games, from the first three games even. Rolf. And now, judging by what I just said, you already know what series it is. A team comprised of Rolf, Alice with an I, not a Y. Dun, 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 dun. Lassik, and I actually lie. It's from the first Phantasy Star game. Sorry about that. I just remembered that the green member from the Phantasy Star team was Ren, who is from Phantasy Star 4, the end of the millennium. Let me look for this. Is this like... I'm actually gonna Google this right now, because I am not that familiar with Phantasy Star. Because when I was young and Phantasy Star games were on, I didn't really have permission to play for long periods of time, so I could never really get invested in RPGs. So I don't know these characters too well. I only know Phantasy Star 4, and that's because I played it like 10 years ago on the PSP. Okay, so Rolf is the main protagonist of Phantasy Star 2. Alice Landale is Rolf's ancestor, and she is the main character from the original Phantasy Star. Alright, so now... I'm going to presume that... Lassik is from Phantasy Star 3, and he looks like a villain, so he's probably a villain. Let me see... search Phantasy Star Wiki, Lassik. King Lassik, recurring villain in the Phantasy Star series. Okay, so he shows up in Phantasy Star 4. And his name can also be spelled in a different way, Lashiek. Okay. The antagonist from the original game. Alright then, and then shows up again in Phantasy Star 4. Okay, so this was an interlude for me to educate myself regarding Phantasy Star, but the truth is that the fact that Phantasy Star Online 2 had that very unsurprising success in the West could possibly justify a second Phantasy Star team to show up in Sega Heroes. I am going to play a track again, just like before, that I believe could possibly be a good fit in the game. It's going to be from the Sega Saturn collection that came out in Japan. And it is from the Illustration Gallery from Phantasy Star 1. Now this is a track that would never have a dedicated team on Sega Heroes, because it's from Sega Rally Championship and there are no characters there, unless somehow the Toyotas and Lancias could fight, which would not happen. This is Lakeside Replay. It would be a very interesting track to have in. I think it would fit perfectly as well. with a Sega Rally dedicated stage, that would be amazing. And this is a, as you can see, a double salvo from racing games from Model 2 from the mid-90s period from Sega, Golden Times. This time we moved to the Richard Jakes's remix of The King of Speed from Daytona USA that plays on the beginner track. This one plays on the Saturn part using Sega Rally's engine. Daytona USA Championship Circuit Edition. And since, I mean, Richard Jakes' style lends itself to being very good in a game like Sega Heroes, as demonstrated on his multiple arrangements being on, this would be another one, an interesting one for Daytona USA stage. The show is already overrunning for 10 minutes, so I'm going to quickly play two more tracks that, they are mostly accessories. I don't really honestly believe they would fit as well as the others have played so far, but they would be nice touches. The first one is going to be from Afterburner Climax. It would also be a nice track to have, and I mean from a nice game to involve in Sega Heroes, like a very traditional Sega IP that unfortunately would not be able to produce 4 characters for the roster, but still, just like, say, All-Stars Racing Transformed, it was an amazing base for a track. Or in this case, it would be a background. after the Afterburner Climax remix from Afterburner Climax. This is the last track from the show as far as Sega Heroes is concerned. This is from Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax, the fighting game. This is yet another track that is mostly wishful thinking, as Dengeki Bunko didn't get too much traction outside of Japan. Although the fighting game contains some Sega characters, and actually some of them are in Sega Heroes. Akira and Pai from Virtua Fighter. Akira is an actual character and playable character, and Pai is an assist. And also from Valkyria Chronicles, we've got Selvaria as a main playable character, and then Alicia as an assist. It's not too surprising that Virtua Fighter is used above many other Sega franchises in Japan, because it is really, really huge there, and it still is. Its standing has been massive ever since the first two Virtua Fighter games in the arcades were groundbreaking right then. Although I've got to say that the West is really building up on Virtua Fighter love. There are many movements in social media trying to aim at the game's revival. We'll see. You know, I've actually loved this track for years, and I only found out today, when I was researching for this, that this, Fighting Blossom, is the BGM for the Virtua Fighter 5 stage on Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax.
One of our shows or want to give it another listen, you can download previous episodes from our media section at radiosega.net or stream them from Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
And here it is, Moment of Eternity from Virtua Fighter 2. The track that signals that Ravzon is about to go for today. Again, I hope you enjoyed this show. Whether you agree or not that these tracks would be great in Sega Heroes, I hope that you at least enjoyed to listen to them, as well as you enjoyed listening to the tracks in the game and its original versions. And I hope you enjoyed listening to me as well, of course. Keep on enjoying Radio Sega with our live show program that covers every day of the week. In fact, tomorrow we are going to have an amazing Club Sega episode by I Need Fruit by 8 p.m. British time. If you are listening to the podcast, yeah, this is not going to be right. Except if you are listening to it on a Tuesday, then in that case it's correct. Because I Need Fruit's show is every Wednesday at 8 p.m. British time, as I mentioned before. Other than that, we are going to continue with the Sega Lounge this Thursday with KC, and live shows go on into the weekend. There's multiple shows during some of the days during the weekends, so keep on tuned. It's always going to be high quality. If there is no live show going on, you can still enjoy yourself on our 24/7 stream, playing the best Sega music there is for your enjoyment. Just out of love for the company and for the music and the games. You can register and request your own favorite tracks so that they play on the 24/7 to the whole listener base, so that you share your favorites to with everyone. And there is also Twitch. Twitch.tv/RadioSega. Twitch.tv/RadioSega. Where we occasionally join in to play games like Daytona, Guardian Heroes, Virtual On, old games and new games, even like Puyo Puyo Tetris, Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. Essentially, yeah, sometimes I also go there and deliver like streams about games that I loved, like Virtua Tennis 4, which is something that I should do more often. And I, yeah, there's also a VOD in case you are interested in one of the flagships from Sega Europe nowadays, Football Manager 20. There is a 2-hour-long video where I go through the beginning of a save game, which is going to explain essentially how to go on the beginning of a save. I've been playing Football Manager games for 25 years now. Ever since I was, yeah, barely able to read. And that's about it. Keep on tuned to twitch.tv/RadioSega and follow us so that you know when we go live, either myself or Rapid Run or Green Viper 8. Register to RadioSega.net to enjoy your favorite Sega tracks, and join our Discord to participate with the community's chatter. And again, thank you, Demiurge. Thank you, Sega, for that amazing partnership where Sega Heroes came from. That gave us well over a year of great enjoyment daily. It used to be my commute friend pretty much every single day through all this time. And it was really enjoyable to just build myself up to be on the top 300. At some point, I actually led the event tables once. That was amazing. Yeah, it brought lots of nostalgia, it brought lots of good memories, and it was relaxing. So yeah, so the best of luck to both, and especially Demiurge with your future endeavors. And now, this show is going to go on a completely different tune. I'm reading these cards, and thanks a lot, guys. Thanks a lot for all the love. This show is going to end up on a completely different tone. Resident SD, a show host for a long time now, mentioned that he never heard my slowed down version of Running in the 90s from Initial the Arcade Stage. One that I pushed very heavily on a weekly basis when I was hosting the Chart Topping Show. So, just for him, this show is gonna finish with that. Enjoy, and see you soon.